on the bottom of Nun Vavon Base. Tana Rabbana. For in Shomah, you know, some pay of the lefesh of the kruv. In the beginning, they would give pay from lefesh and kruv. Rashi says the lefesh la'olin, talking about the leaves, because the bulbs, to be mahos kuli amamodu doham deskarmi. There, everybody holds to give pay, like we said before. But the leaves, that was the machlokus between Anshe Yericho and the Chachomim. So in the beginning, they used to give payah to Lefes and to Kruv. Rabbi Yossi omer af lekaflut. Now the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yossi is adding a third thing. Lefes, Kruv, and Kaflut. He agrees with the Tanakhama, and he adds. Betanya idah chayinostim payah le Lefes le Kaflut. Tanakhama says they used to give payah le Lefes and Kaflut, but not Kruv. And Rav Shimon Omer Afla Kruv, and Rav Shimon added even Kruv. So Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi basically are saying the same thing, all three. And the Tanakhamas argue which ones they gave, either Lefes and Kruv, or Kaflut and Lefes. So Mar says, name of Tauta Tanoi, Havi comes out, there's three different Tanoim over here. Rashi Hachir Asir, name of Tauta Tanoi, Havi, Lotre Tanoi, Havu, Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi, Heine Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama de Rabbi Shimon, Heine Rabbi Yossi. Umay Afaka Maisa. So that's the Girsa. Now Rashi explains it. Lema Tauta Tanoi Havi, Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi, Lefes Ulekruv, Velo Lekathlut. The Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi holds Lefes and Kruv, and not Kathlut. The Tanakhama de Rabbi Shimon, Lefes Lekathlut, Velo Kruv. He holds he gave Peya for Lefes and Kaflut, but not Kruv. That's two Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Ki Adadi Shlirlo. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say the same thing. They say all three. The Lefes, the Kruv, the Kaflut. That's what we think now. Gemara says, Lo. Trei Tanoim. There's only two different Tanoim. The Tanakhama, the Rabbi Shimon, Heine Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi, Heine Rabbi Shimon. Umay af akamaisa. No, the way you have to learn these prices is the following. The Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi says, Lefes and Kruv. And Rabbi Yossi said, af le kaflut means Lefes and Kaflut, not Kruv. He's not adding a third. He's adding to the first one and taking away the second one. So it comes out, the Tanakhama holds Lefes and Kruv, and Rabbi Yossi says Lefes and Kaflut, which is the same thing as the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon, Lefes and Kaflut. So Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon said the same thing. Rabbi Shimon said Afla Kruv, he meant Lefes and Kruv and not Kaflut. So he's the same as the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi. So it comes out there's only two Tanoim. There's the two Tanakhamas. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold like one holds like one holds like the other. Lo, Tanakhama de Rabbi Shimon hu Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon says the exact same thing that Rabbi Yossi says. The Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi hu Rabbi Shimon. Umay af de kamri tavai. What's the af? Not to add a third one, but to substitute. Right? In addition to the first, only the second. Akamaisa de Tanakhama de dukami. They're going back on each one's Tanakhama to substitute this for the second one. The Hainu Alephis, the Komer Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi, Alephis of the Kruv, the Komer Le Rabbi Yossi, Afla Kaflut, Kamal Alephis. Lephis and Kaflut, but not Lephis and Kruv. Afla the Kruv, Lo. The Tanakhama de Rabbi Shimon, Nami Hochi Komer. The Lephis of the Kaflut, Rabbi Yossi. The Komer Le Rabbi Shimon, Afla Kruv, not Kaflut, after Kruv. Kamal Alephis, Afla the Kaflut, Lo. The Hainu Tanakhama de Rabbi Yossi. It comes as only two separate Tanoim here.
People just come and take what they want. You leave this portion open.
You leave it, and they come and take it.
So why? So what's the difference between the leaves and the bulbs?
What?
What's the difference between the leaves?
No,
and the
not allowed to take it.
Huh?
They weren't allowed to take that. They had to take off Trumas and Maisers. In other words, if they leave it as pay, they don't have to take off Maiser.
Right.
If they don't leave it as pay, they have to take off Maiser. Yeah. Right. And besides that, the Ghanaim are not allowed to take it. They can take the bulbs, they can't take the leaves.
How do you
think
the bulb
will have to leave? What? They cut it off and they leave it. They leave it for the bulb ice. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Boyin. Nashim Peil Yerek, right? Then Boyin took off Peil, left Peil from vegetables. Ubo Adi v'machon Aniyim shayu t'unin Yerek v'omdim al Pesach Hagina. He saw that the Aniyim came, they took the Yerek. Now the Aniyim assumed this was Peil, and they were parted from giving off Trumas and Maishas. And they were going to eat it, Ketevo, because it's not true. Yerek is no Peil. Amar lohem bonai hashlichu me'aleichem v'ani nosin lechem kiflayim b'mosu. Right? Leave what's there, right? And I'll give you double of things that I took ma'aser of. It's not that I don't want you to take the thing, but you're going to eat a petevel. Or if you don't eat a petevel, next time they'll eat a petevel. So leave this, don't take it as payah, and I'll give you double in its place. Lomit neisha einai tzorei. Not because I'm stingy with giving you the payah. But neisha omru chachon minusim payah leyerek. Right? Because the Chachamim said you don't give payah to Yerek, even if the aniyim are talmidei Chachamim, and they'll know to take off Trumas and Maisras next time, or different aniyim will forget. And Tosfos says the Maisra was Hefker, but it was only Hefker l'aniyim, wasn't Hefker l'ashirim. And he holds like Beisilel that Hefker l'aniyim and not to ashirim is not Hefker. And Yechayev in what's it called, in payah. Yechayev in Maisra. Mashekin regular pay is also only hefker l'aniyim, but there's a special pasuk. Ubo ha'levi ki ein lo chelik v'nachala. But if a levi also has a chelik v'nachala, then there's what's it called, then there's no maisa. So payah is exempt from maisa, from a pasuk. But stam hefker is only part of from maisa if it's hefker to everybody. Mama leila meimru lehu lo mitvei she'eni tzara. Why do you have to say, why do you have to explain to them, it's not that I'm stingy, because otherwise they wouldn't listen to him. They think he's trying to take away what they took, and they're not going to get anything in its place. Rashi, ben bahoyoyin, shem avid bahoyin. Ben bahoyoyin means literally, his father's name was bahoyin. Kiflaim b'maiser garsinan, ani etein lochem kiflaim shvesh lochem achshav peya, etein lochem chulim mesukanim usor. I'll give you double from something the rage from the maisers was taken from. Ein nosin peya liyerek mishun de mimathkul mimaiser, because people are going to end up eating it without taking off maiser. Dechsiv ubo halevi, ki ein lo chelet benachlimach. Mi shein lo nachlimach chai vaser. Yotza peya shiesh lo nachlimach tehefkarinu. The chain b'shvius, the hefker potter b'maisa, the chsiv y'ochlu evyon y'amcha, the yisrom tochol chaya sasone, ma chaya ochel p'turi b'maisa, af evyon p'turi min b'maisa. So shmita, shvius, and pay or potter from b'maisa. But stam, if you mask or something to the aniyim, you make it pay, but it's not really pay, it's not potter from b'maisa. Lomalei lemeimer lohen lo mitnei, hakayoyv lo kiflayim. Maisha is going to give them double. Why do you have to explain to them? Umir sechazik lo ayin tzor, they can see he's not stingy. The lo neimru dechuya matchilon lo. The lo yitem on the club. They shouldn't think that he's what's it called pushing them off because he's stingy. And he what's it called promising them double, he's not going to give it. The malo likol zuv alitim pishmayim. Why should he not give us this and give us double? So they think he's making up an excuse. The theater hoots of the farish lahen time shall go ahead and explain to them why. And the fact that he didn't want the Tanrabbanan, but he showed the Hayaminichin Oros Kot Shabalishka Space Aparva. In the beginning, they used to leave the hides of the animals of Kotchin, Kotchi Kadoshim, right? Those animals were split up by the Mishmar. The regular Oros of Kotchin during Shalosh Regolim, or what's it called, were given to the people who gave their apartments free to the people. They were going. They got the hides of the individual karbanas. But Kachi Kadoshim, these hides were given to the Anshe Mishmar, were given to the people who did the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim. And they used to leave them in this room in the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Lishkas Beis HaParva. Beis HaParva means the hides, the hide room, place for the hides. The erev hayimachalkinos on Anshe Beis Av. Every day they would split them up to the shift of Kohanim who worked that day. and the strong bullies would come and take them off of the Kohanim. They shouldn't give it out except at the end of the week to the whole Mishmar. See one second how the Mishmaras worked. The Asin Kula Mishmaras, the Shakla Bahadogi. Since it was so many, these bullies wouldn't be able to take them. The Choshiva ones took. And here, they could stop the bullies because they had a lot of people. But they, out of cover, they didn't stop the important ones. So everybody still lost. It's only the important ones who got the hides. Amdu Bailam Vikdishim L'Shamayim. So Rashi says that the Bailam over here means the Kohanim. The Kohanim, who jointly owned all of them, jointly were Makdish on the Shamayim. In order that the Chosh of the Kohanim shouldn't get it better, it should be, everybody should have a share in the fact that it was given to Beder Kabayis. Right? It wasn't long that from the proceeds that they made by selling these hides, they were able to cover the whole heichal with golden tiles of gold that were removable. And when the Shalosh Regalim came, and they were as thick as a dinner zahav, right? So they covered it. They had these tiles that they covered the walls of the heichal with, and they didn't cement them on. They were like removable, and therefore the Shalosh Regalim the kapanosam or menichanosam agav maila baharabayis. They would take this covering. It was like a table covering that you could fold and unfold. And they folded it up, and they put it on on a step on the top of the Harabayis. Everybody could issue only the golden rolling from Lachlan, nor the Ingwen Delin. Then everybody should see how beautiful this covering to the Heichel was. They couldn't go into the Heichel to see it, so they took the covering out of the Heichel, folded it up, and they should see it's beautiful gold without any impurities. Rashi. Oros Kodshim, or Ola the Chatos, the Ashamos, the Karbonos Sibur. The Karbonos Sibur, the Oros, went to the, what's it called, to the Kohanim. The Oros of private Karbonos, like we said, during Shalosh Regalim, went to the people who had to give free board for the only Regalim who came. So they got the hides to make up for the rent. Goes to the Kohen. The Kohen brings the korban, he gets the or. From Ola we learn all Kodshi Kedoshim go to the Kohanim. A week in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishmar was split into six Bateyav, six families. And each day a different family from that shift worked. And the seventh day on Shabbos, they all worked together. And each family got the hides from their day. Even though not every day was the same. So they didn't wait till the end of the week and split up all the hides from the week equally, but each one got whatever came on his day. That's originally. And then the bullies would come from that family and take all the hides. The Erev Shabbos, so they waited now till Erev Shabbos, and they took the hides of the whole week and divided them equally amongst all the Mishmar that worked that week. The Kule Mishmar Tavi Hosam. The whole Mishmar should be there. The Lo Yanichu, the Bali Shros, the Kubizros, there are a lot of Kohanim, they would be able to stop the bullies from taking everything. Gedole Kohuna, but they didn't realize that there's going to be a more, respectable Kohanim. The Choshev Kohanim. And they were going to take the hides. Sorry, Shibohen. And there, out of respect, they didn't argue with them, but it wasn't right. It wasn't nice. So then, on the Bailim, called Kohanim Mishmor Shiach, and all the Kohanim got together, the Kishim of the Kabbais. And they said, instead of the Choshev ones, or the bullies, taking the thing, we're going to jointly be machdish them. I guess one after the Rov. And this way, and also the bullies or whatever couldn't protest. Right? They were machdish them the Shamayim. So they were machdish them. Others say that it's the Bailim, the Marshal says, it was the owners of the Korbanos were machdish them the Shamayim. They saw how the Kohanim were distorting the whole thing and abusing it, so they were makdish the oros b'shamayim. The Harabais, Rechava Pniyachutz L'Azora. There was a place outside the Azora that was an empty area. The Yeshamayim, and there were steps, Kenamim Perakamad Yuma. And they put these gold tiles on the steps to show how beautiful the covering of the inside of the Heichal was. Galim Dofi, it had no impurities. Okay. Tana. Abishalom, their koro shoshit mohayu biricho. Abishal said there was these stumps of the shikma. They used to cut the shikma down and leave the stumps to make lumber. So the stumps were called koros. They were called boards, even though they were connected to the ground. Mohayu balis rosno tenosabisroa. And the bullies would come and take them. On to Bailim, the Kishon Shamai. So the Bailim of those things said, we don't want the bullies taking this. So they were Makdish, the stumps, the Shamai. And that's where the people in Yericho used to use the things that grew from the stumps, the Gansiels, because they said that it's not Kodesh. Right? They were Makdish, the stumps, they weren't Makdish what grows after it. Rashi Koros Michubarim. It's called about the stumps, trunks. Ovu Shalilan Kori Kora. A trunk, a tree trunk, is also called a board. Aleim the Alkiyotse ben Omra B'Shoah ben Botnis Mishum Abiyosik ben Chanin Oyla Nibes Baitis Oyla Me'alosan Oyla Nibes Chanin Oyla Milichishosan Oyla Nibes Katris Oyla Mikomosan Oyla Nibes Yishmael ben Piachi Oyla Me'grofin Shehen Kohanim Gedolim Vnehem Gizborim V'chasoneim Armakolim V'avdeim Choftin Esolam B'maklos. What happened over here? Concerning these Balis Roa, these bullies from the Kohanim. So Abishol ben Botnis said in the name of Abayosi ben Chonin that there were families of the Kohanim Gedolim who they themselves weren't so bad. But their families were pretty bad. They took advantage of the tzibur. There was Beis Baitis. They used to beat the people, Rashi. Baitis Kohen Gadol Hayah. Baitis was a Kohen Gadol. The Kain Kulam. V'hayu lohem avadim chamsonim v'chotim v'sahom. They had servants, though, who abused the power of their family and, what's it called, beat the people. Aloshan Maklosehen. They used to beat them with truncheons, with sticks. Kemaloba Olavala Baromas and Shabbos. Lechishasim Yoet Yatsira. They used to speak Lashon Hara and spread rumors. Kolmosim Sheikos Nigris Lara. They used to put up signs on the walls. They used to write books, write letters or whatever against people. And they call him Omar Kolan. Armakal is the guy who says everything. He has the final say. Alpiv Nechtach Chotzorach Hektish. They're the people who are the officers of Hektish. So the Marshah equates these four families of Kohanim with the four groups that don't see the Shechinah. There's Kas, Bali Gaiva. They all were Bali Gaiva. In addition to that, there's four other ketos. Who are they? Let's see who they were. Did I write it down? They're what's it called? There's I remember now. There's Kas Hanothim. atmosphere here. Kash Leitzim, Kash Chanothim, Kash Korim, and Kash Mesapri Loshen Hara. And there's this Kash Saruach, they all were Gashi, they all were Bali Gaiva. So he says like this, the first one, Allah's son, they're beating the people, right? Allah Shvua, he says they were the ones who were liars. Because Allah, he says, besides meaning a stick, means a Shvua. They swore falsely. That's Alasa. Then the other ones were also Gasei Ruach, and they were Bali Lashon Hara. The Lechishasa, what they're speaking. And the other ones, what's it called, was the coolness, they were Kasleitz, and they used to write, what's it called, all different kinds of Leitzamas. So that was Kasleitzin. And the other one was a growth in their fists, they were Chanufa. They were people who flattered Rishoyim. So they gave the Rishoyim the power to beat up other people. So that's the four different families over here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Arbet Shmocho Sofcha Azora. The Azora gave four screams. Some for good, some for bad, we'll see. That they heard Baruch HaKodesh. Tzavcha Zora, Tzavcha Tzavcha Zora, Rishona Tzumikan Bnei Eli Shetimu Hech Lashem, the time of Eli HaKohen, his sons didn't bring the karbanos of women who had come, who just gave birth or whatever, and they didn't bring the karbanos promptly, so the women had to stay overnight to make sure the karbanos were brought, and that way they didn't live with their husbands. So it's as if that they violated these women. So the Heicho, the Azora screamed a scream. Right? They were Matane Heich Lashem. V'od Tzavcha Tzemi Kan Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. Another scream the Azora gave was against Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. Shemechabit Is Atzmu Chau Kod Shishamayim. He was honored himself and disgrace the kodshin. He would wrap his hands in silk and do the avoda, because it was beneath his covet to touch the korbanos. So he wrapped his hands in silk, and he was mavaza the kodshin, because it's a chatzitza, separates between him and the korban. Since he did it not as a covet for the korban, it says you could take a lulav, Tosha speaks about, and put it in a case, and be mekayim it with the case. Just like we have. We wrap the lulav, the sfarim, wrap the lulav, right? And they use it, the charetz chatzitza, but since it's the covet of the lulav, and it's around the lulav, it's buckled to the lulav. Here it was around his hands, not around the korban, and it wasn't for the covet of the korban, it was a bezoyah, so it was a chatzitza. The old tzavcha azor asu sharim ha-sheichem v'ikonis yishmuel ben piyachi tamigo shopinchos. Another scream was for the good. It said, open your gates and let Yishmuel ben Piyachi, who was a Talmud of Pinchas HaKohen, come be Shabbos Bekuna Gedola. Right? He was a good Kohen Gadol. Rashi, Shetimu, Dechsiv, Yashiyish Kivuna Sanoshim. Like we explained. They didn't bring the korbanos. They made the women stay an extra night. They couldn't live with their husbands. It was as if they violated them. He separated between his hand and the kodshim. The boyin of Malakach Hakohen, she yigach bi atzma. Behold, the bezoyinu, bezoyin to the kodshim. And since it's a bezoyin, it's a chatzitza. Yishmael ben Piyachi kosher hoyu. Yishmael ben Piyachi was a kosher kohen gadol. Aval anshe beiso hoyu balis roa. Therefore, the Azara had a scream. Let him come in, even though his family's no good. He's okay. Shalosh, we get here.
Is that an expression for a good Kohen? Talmidim?
Yeah, Talmidim Shopinchas, right. Va'od Tzavcha Hazara Su Shar Moshechem Yechonis Yochanan Ben Arboi Talmidim Shopinchai V'yamalei Kreisu Mikadshe Shamayim. Another Tzvach, it said, Yochanan Ben Arboi, who was a Talmid of Pinchai, he should come and fill his stomach from the Kodshim. He had a big family, and they were able to eat a lot of kodshim that shouldn't be left over. Now he, the foreigners say, who was this Yochanan? Some say, I think the Marshal says, he was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who after 80 years went and became a tzaduki. That's why he's not called Talmid Shel Pinchas, but Pinchas is given a nickname, Pinky. That's what it says, Pinky is a nickname for Pinchas. So Talmid Shel Pinky, right? And the reason he's not exactly a Talmud of Pinchas, he was a Talmud of Pinky because he became a tzaduki. But at Meis, at that time, others say it wasn't Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and he was, what's it called, he wasn't even a Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen who ate a lot, and he brought his family to eat the kodshim. Amru alav al Yochanan ben Arboy, she ochel gimel meil sagolim. He had enough people to eat, not him personally, 300, what's it called, calves. The show said gimel meil skarviyari. They drank 300 measures of wine. For ochel arboy, he saw gozos bikinuach suda. And for dessert, he had 40 saw of what's it called, pigeons. That was dessert. Again, he didn't eat all this. He had a whole entourage, Rashi says. Rashi, Bishma ben Piachi, we said this, Shos ben Sagolim, Shehayim Negadol the Beisa Kohanim Harbe. He raised in his house, he supported a lot of Kohanim, so he used to bring them to eat. Right. Amru, Kol Yomav, Shel Yochanan Narboi lo nimtse melsa b'mikdash. There never was anything left over in the mikdash to burn. They ate everything. My soul committed Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. What happened to Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi? This guy was mavas of the culture by wrapping his hands in silk. Amre Malko Malkso Havi Yasvi. Right, so what happened is the following. The king and queen of the Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, who were not great kings and queens, right? They were sitting. Malko Omar Gadjoyoi. The king said that what's it called? Goat meat is superior to, what's it called? To a canvas, to a sheep. Goats are better than sheep. And the queen said, no, sheep, right? Mutton is better than goats. Omru man muchach kohen gadol. The komasi korbonos kol yoma. Who will be able to decide this question? Who would be an expert in this? A kohen gadol. He constantly is involved, and one of the Mefarshim explains that it wasn't a question of which is, everybody agreed that there was better ones. The question was, when you have the best of both, which is better? And the Kohen Gadol knew he was always, the Karbonis people bought the best. So he would be able to discern when you have the best of both, which one's better. Also, Ihu. So they called Yochanan, Ish Kfar Koi. Yeah, well, Yisachar, Ish Kfar Bar Koi, the Kohen Gadol. And they asked him. So he made a joke. And he, Asa Ihu, Ach Vei Biyadei, he like made, like with his hands, right? Igadi Yoi Yosik Lekimiba. If a goat is better than a sheep, then they should bring goats to the carbon tummy. Right? So he said, obviously, what's it called? Goats are not better than sheep. The queen is right. That's what he said, basically. Omar Malka, so the king said, Hoel, the Lohavi Le'emsa the Malchusa. You're making a joke over here and making motions with your hands, right? You didn't have any respect for the Malchus. And besides the fact, right, you're what's it called, you didn't say like me. Not only did you disagree with me, you did it in a disrespectful way. Rashi asked me, Yodim Lashon Tzchok, you made a joke of the whole thing. Ain't to the Malchus, so lo dayu shalom amar kamosi. It's not enough that you didn't say what I said, the king said. You agreed with the queen. And Lashomar after Lashon Tzchok, you made a joke out of it. So nifsiku liyamine. So they made Xerish cut off his right hand. Because the gavold is done with the right hand. Yoheb shochar paskin the smole. So he bribed the people to carry out the order, and he got his left hand cut off instead of the right one. I don't know what that helped. He's a Balmum. Couldn't do Avoda anyway. But I guess since he did the Avoda with his right hand, he wanted to preserve his right hand. That was his covet, that he did the Avoda so long. Shama Malchus, so the king found out that he bribed the officials and had his left hand instead of his right hand cut off. Possibly meaning, cut off his right hand too. He had both hands cut off.
No more gloves.
Right. So Ben Yehoyada says, why Taka did he deserve to have the left hand cut off? Marsha says, since he did the Avoda with the right hand, so it didn't help to take off the one on the left. The equal punishment was the right, but it had to come to the right. The Ben Yehoyada says better. Which hand did he wrap the silk around the other hand? With his left hand. So his left hand also had to be cut off. Amr of Yosef, Brich Rachmona the Ashkelon Yisach Rish Kvar Bar Koy the Metarik Semine. Baruch Hashem, that Yisachar Ish Kvar Bar Koy got his punishment in this world. For two reasons. One is this way other people will learn what not to do, and it's a schus for him. So this way he won't be punished in the next world. The Hayam, in this world. So there's two reasons. One is that other people will be able to learn, and also that he himself will be saved from an onus in Olam Haba. Better to get your punishment in this world. Rashi, the Ashkelon Shehesi Avono Gmulo. He got what he deserved in this world. Tishnan of Shimon Omer. One second. Amr Ravashi, Yisach Rish Kvar Bar Koy Lo Tanamas Nisim. So Ravashi said, you know, if I would have been there, I would have told them the king, the Mishnah, following Mishnah. The Snan of Shimon Omer, Kvosim Kodmin Le'izim B'chomoko. Right? Lemaisa Keves comes before what's it called, an A's in the Torah, wherever it says in Kesev, in A's, the first thing mentioned is the sheep and the goats. Yoch Neshim of B'chorim B'ninam, I might think it's because they're better. Talmud Lomer, in Keves, Yavi Korbanam. Right? The first parsha speaks about A's, the Marsha says, and the second parsha says in Tevis, vice versa, that they're equal. Malami Chishmim Shkulim Kechlet. There's no one better. They're equal. Ravina Amar Afilu Miklin Ami Lokra. You need to know the Pasuk, forget about the Mishnah. Yachsid in Tevis, in Eis, says the Feirish. Either one is fine. E boy Tevis lies, E boy Eis lies, you bring either one. If one would be better than the other, the Torah would give favor to that one. By choice they're equal. Rashi. Kvosim. Lo tana, lo shima Mishnah Braisa. He didn't know, he didn't never learn the Mishnah of the Braisa, he would have given a different answer. He would have said, right, that they're equal. Kvosim kovin lees, in b'chomokim kosher kevis tila. In kevis yavi lechatas, kan hiktim se'ira lekivsa. Here it said the goat before the kevis. The siva parsha yoda, the habeas korbanus sirasisim. The hagar in kevis yavi. Why? To tell me they're equal. In Kevis and Eis, Gabi Shlomin, Midlo Herlach, Akosim, Remes, Mufkar, Bezem, Mizeh, Shmas, Milosh, Shneim, Shachim. Since the Torah didn't say that one is better than the other, by choice, they're both equal. Hadam, Lach, Mamu, Shemagu, Shliku, Mesech, Pesach, Rishon. This is the split the Mesech into two halves. The first one is Pesach, Rishon, deals with the halachas of Pesach, and next from here on, deals with the halachas of Kachim. Of what's it called, of the Korban Pesach. And except for the last parak, and that's why some have the order that right after Makom Shenagu comes out of the Pesachim. Because that also deals with the halachas of Pesach, the holiday. And then the rest of the Masech is Korban Pesach. We don't have that order. We have Tomit Nishchad, and the end is Arvei Pesach.